The first scripture that I'm going to read to you is Deuteronomy 26, 1 to 11. We're using the Common English Bible version, and this is entitled, The Ceremony Upon Entering the Land. Once you have entered the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you take possession of it and are settled there, take some of the early produce of the fertile ground that you have harvested from the land the Lord your God is giving you and put it in a basket. Then go to the location the Lord your God selects for his name to reside. Go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, I am declaring right now before the Lord my God that I have indeed arrived in the land the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. The priest will then take the basket from you and place it before the Lord your God's altar. Then you should solemnly state before the Lord your God, My father was a starving Aramean. He went down to Egypt, living as an immigrant there with a few family members, but that is where he became a great nation, mighty and numerous. The Egyptians treated us terribly, oppressing us and forcing hard labor on us. So we cried out for help to the Lord our ancestors' God. The Lord heard our call. God saw our misery, our trouble, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, with awesome power and with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land full of milk and honey. So now I am bringing the early produce of the fertile ground that you, Lord, have given me. Set the produce before the Lord your God, bowing down before the Lord your God. Then celebrate all the good things the Lord your God has done for you and your family, each one of you, along with the Levites and the immigrants who are among you. This reading from Deuteronomy is probably familiar to many people who come to church at Thanksgiving each year. In it, we are told how we are to give thanks. We are to give our first fruits, the first of the crop of each season, to the work of the church for God's world. While admittedly the church wouldn't quite know what to do with a pile of fruit at its door or a truckload of wheat, but if we convert those gifts into funds, we can use those first fruits to help people who need food or shelter or safety. Maybe our first fruit is time. Time we can spend supporting one another, sharing gratitude for what we have. Then we are to tell our stories. We are to remember our ancestors and how they have shared their faith and their values with us. We are to remember how we have moved through the worst of times and that God has been beside us in those moments. We are to remember that we travel together in community, and together we can share the gifts that life offers us with others. We are to share through the church our blessings with those who have nothing, the Levites, and the immigrants who live amongst us. This year, however, this Deuteronomy reading came to me through another's eyes. Through my role as presider of the Chinook Winds region, I have been blessed to be invited into conversation with Indigenous people of our treaty area. As I have been hearing their stories, this reading has been pulling at my heart. I wonder how they hear this reading, because it begins with people being placed in a territory that is already occupied by another people, another culture. While the newcomers rejoice in their newfound world, we don't hear the voice of those who were already there. I wonder if they would find hope in the story of a people who survived oppression with faith and patience. I wonder if they would look at this story and think that their ancestors offered hospitality to the newcomers that was rejected. This year, this reading speaks to me in a very different way. Yes, we need to rejoice and give thanks for what we have. But we need to remember that there are others who do not have. There are others whose stories have crossed paths with ours that we have lost track of. Be grateful for your blessings and then share those very blessings with those who do not have them. The strangers, those we may have inadvertently displaced, the ones we don't understand. Let us come to the place where God's name is spoken, where we open our hearts to the holy. And in this place, let us listen for how the holy guides us to share, so that all of God's people may rejoice and give thanks for the land that we live on and the people we live with. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 9. Be glad in the Lord always. Again I say, be glad. Let your gentleness show in your treatment of all people. The Lord is near. Don't be anxious about anything. Rather, bring up all of your requests to God in your prayers and petitions, along with giving thanks. Then the peace of God that exceeds all understanding will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. From now on, brothers and sisters, if anything is excellent and if anything is admirable, focus your thoughts on these things. All that is true, all that is holy, all that is just, all that is pure, all that is lovely, and all that is worthy of praise. Practice these things, whatever you learned, received, heard, or saw in us. The God of peace will be with you. In Paul's letter to the people of Philippi, we hear again that we are to be grateful for where we are, for what we have. We are not to be self-centered or to worry, but to speak with God about our problems, to accept with gratitude the presence of the Holy with us in our daily living, no matter how challenging. Paul says to the people, look to the leaders. Look for the ones who give you an example of truth, of a life focused on justice for others. We are encouraged to look to those who treat others as we would like to be treated. We are to practice being good and caring people. We are encouraged to think about how we live our faith into the fullness of life. Paul says, in our attitude of thankfulness, let us treat all people well. As I read this piece for today, I considered that it is not always easy to live gratitude. It can be very easy to be dragged down by negativity, the ever-popular anger and fear that we are seeing so often these days is easier to jump into. But it doesn't make us feel good, does it? It doesn't make anyone feel more considerate, more caring. Paul knows what he's talking about. The man wrote letters from jail, but never gave up on faith, never gave up on encouraging others to be grateful for what they had and to live their loving faith well. Where do we begin? As Mr. Rogers said, find the helpers. Whenever something awful happens, look for those people who jump in to support, to help, to care. Be those people. Stop for a moment and be the words of love in the world. Be the place that love grows from. Be the one that can be trusted. Be the one that gives the first fruits of life to be shared. Be the one that welcomes the strangers. Be the one that says thank you for the welcome. And how can we live with each other well? Be one of many who travel the road of life grateful for the people and places that are part of our story. Follow the leaders of truth. Be worthy of praise because of your faithful, caring living. Appreciate the gift of life with all its ups and downs, and know that the God of love is with you. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will be with you.